Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about a topic that has been coming up in our nutrition circles as we look at the impact of the nutrition programs that we have for our gestating cows, how that impacts our offspring or the heifers that are being born into our herds. One of the things over the last decade or so that we've become increasingly interested in and aware of is the importance of the nutrition of the dam and how that impacts the growth of the offspring. Whether we look at how that impacts future milk production, how it impacts marbling or carcass traits of that animals, they're all impacted. So some of the things that you might want to visit with your nutritionist about as you think about the nutrition of those dams that are in your herd, you might want to talk about things like rumen-protected methionine and lysine. Are we doing that? Is it something that we need to do? Because we know that there are some very positive effects on the growth of the offspring when we do supplement our animals with these things. Some other things that are coming to light is the importance of omega-3 fatty acid supplements and how that impacts the growth and production of the offspring that that animal is going to have. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to have a conversation with your nutritionist about the nutrition of these important dams that we have in our herd and the calves that will result from those pregnancies.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.